Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From Impractical Jokers, it's Murr!
Hey!
Yes!
Happy New Year!
Thank you. Happy New Year to you as well.
I watch your show nonstop with my two teens, and so I'm like, if I ever get a chance to talk to any of these guys, I gotta ask them. You guys are so popular and famous now. People know you. How hard is it for them to go into a store or go to a park and mess with people without them realizing that that's Sal over there, or that's Q, or that's Murr?
You know what it is? We're not very recognizable kind of guys. We're just kind of like the guy you would see, and he looks like he fixes your car, and he looks like he might be out of work, you know? He might vaguely look like the ex you dumped because he wasn't good enough for you. You know, we're not very recognizable. Yeah, we'll be fine for years to come. Don't worry.
So do people who do recognize you feel like they can take certain liberties? Like, I'm just going to walk up and start fixing your eyebrows or grooming your nose hairs, because I've seen that.
I cannot go to a restaurant anymore without some smart coming up to me and trying to eat food off my plate.
You know, when you watch the show, people, I'm sure, are like, I could have done this. I've got three goofy friends. We could have gotten together and done this. But just the creativity and the different challenges that you guys set up and just the way that you interact together, not everybody can do it. And that's why they haven't done it.
Yeah, I think the collective feeling is that we just beat everyone to the race, but anyone in the world could do what we do. You know? We seem like we just lucked out.
I don't know, because the chemistry has to be there.
Absolutely.
And that part, yeah, you can't fake or hope, you know, happens. It has to be there, and it's absolutely there with you guys.
You know, we've always felt like there was something super relatable to our friendship. You laugh the most with your best friends from like 20, 30 years. That's
right.
When you're crying laughing. We always felt there was something kind of really relatable to our chemistry, our friendship. So,
well, speaking of chemistry and friendship, you know, Joey Fatone from NSYNC, he's an Orlando guy. He's been on the show with you guys before, and now you're teaming up with him in Orlando out at Dave & Buster's for Family Game Night, and it's going to be hosted by you and Joey Fatone coming up this Saturday, January 11th. So how'd you pair up with Joey and decide, you know what, let's come to Orlando and have a little fun?
You know, Fatone is really like the fifth Joker. When we met him a few years ago, we hit it off immediately. Same age as us, you know. Of course, he was world famous. We are just famous in Staten Island and Brooklyn. But we just hit it off immediately, and we became dear friends. And Fatone and I have done these kind of events before where Joker's fans come out, and of course, Fatone fans come out. And we just spend the whole night, like, playing video games and competitions, and it's family friendly, and we have a great time doing it.
Awesome. Okay, so before we talk about your new show that I do want to get into, I have to tell you that the addition of you for People Magazine, Sexiest Man Alive, I have such a crush on you. I think it's a perfect fit and perfect pick.
Thank you. At first, we thought it was a mistake. People Magazine called. They're like, yeah, we want to feature you guys in the Sexiest Man of the Year magazine. And I was like, you're out of your mind. And you know what they say is, you know, funny is sexy, which I've been telling my fiance every single day. She keeps buying it.
Well, you've got a busy year. Not only are you coming here, but you guys are going to be starting to film season 9 of Impractical Jokers. Can you give us kind of a rundown of what's going on with Murr and the gang coming up in 2020?
Well, you know, the Impractical Jokers movie comes out in February.
We didn't have a date.
That's very exciting. And the movie ends there in Florida.
Well, we're looking forward to it. You guys are awesome. We're huge fans. We're excited that you and Joey are going to be here. Orlando Family Game Night this Saturday. It's going to be out at Dave & Buster's, a night of selfies and hugs and games and laughs with Joey Fatone and this guy, Murr, from Impractical Jokers. Murr, Happy New Year. Thanks so much for spending some time with us, and we'll see you out there.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you there.